If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, this exasperating pirate season took another turn last night, and they made history. The Pirates... What was this Twitter site? I apologize to whoever posted this, and I'll find it and give you credit. Maybe a lot of people did. Was this common knowledge that they set a franchise record scoring fewer than four runs or fewer limits? What's the, is it fewer than four runs?
Four or fewer, yeah.
Four or fewer for the 18th straight time. Four runs or fewer for the 18th straight time.
Yeah, I saw my buddy Nick Lorenzen, Mid-Major Madness, put it out there yesterday. Longest in franchise history.
I mean, let's just contemplate. And I know some stats these days are a little bit obscure and kind of meaningless. You know, like the Steelers now, set a franchise record for not converting, you know, third and two in road games on natural grass, something like that. Or even Antonio Brown's. What was that record he set the 1 year? At least six catches and 50 yards in a game. Remember they went out of their way to get him that so-called record in Tampa Bay? The Pittsburgh Pirates have been around since 1882. And by the way, they tied a game that year, limits. They played at Exposition Park. Ron was their beat writer. And you should see some of these guys. The mustaches are incredible. Do me a favor. Go to Baseball Reference and look up the 1882 Pittsburgh Alleghenies from the American Association, managed by Al Pratt. Him and Ron were drinking buddies. Al Pratt used to make his own, during Prohibition, he made his own whiskey, Al Pratt. And Ron would go over and drink it. Ed Smartwood was out there in the outfield. Oh my God, there was a guy named Charlie Morton. He's not that old.
Chappie Lane was their first baseman.
They had an outfielder named Charlie Morton who hit 296.
Mike Mansell hit 16 triples. How about that? Congrats to him.
How about Maury Critchley? He had five at-bats and he didn't get a hit. He was the Alleghenies' Henry Davis.
And what about Harry Salisbury?
Him and Ron had Salisbury steak together.
Right.
Did anybody hit a homer for this club?
Well, I mean, you got to consider the fences were like 500 feet away. I mean, they put the batting cage all the way out in center field. They're like, nobody's going to hit it there.
Billy Taylor, Chappie Lane hit three that year limits, although he struggled.
Chappie.
He was that year's Tommy Pham. He hit 175. How about their pitching staff? Harry Salisbury doubled as a pitcher and went 20-18 with 38 complete games.
Remember Chappie?
But let's stop sugarcoating everything. There's only one thing that Derek Shelton's good at, and that's giving his players nicknames. I don't want to hear about Chappie and this one and Scotty Too Hottie.
Remember Chappie?
Scotty Too Hottie was good.
Scotty Too Hottie.
Well, Littlefield. I just said Littlefield out loud. That was a classic Freudian slip because they're one and the same. In fact, Littlefield did a better job than Cherington is doing. He had a higher winning percentage. Dave Littlefield had a higher winning percentage than this guy.
He was the general manager of this squad.
He also drafted an MVP 11th overall.
Texter Limits isn't a real fan unless he can name five players from the 1882 Pirates, Pittsburgh Alleghenies.
Oh, that is tremendous. What was I going to say, Limits? Now
something
I can't
about
remember.
The 1882 Alleghenies.
No, we,
they were
I
called
thought,
the
I
Allegheny
thought we had,
City is what they were called on Baseball Reference.
Yeah.
39-1.
We should have had Ron on to talk about them today. Charrington's worse than this guy. He's the one that built this so-called lineup. Like, what are we doing here?
Denny Driscoll was a 5-win player. How about that? What a mustache he had. Almost as good as JP's.
How do they go back and look at stats for the Allegheny City Pirates? How do they go back and figure that out? That seems ridiculous to me.
You don't think they kept stats back then? Do they have them in like?
Yeah,
a,
they kept them with a quail pen on like a piece of slate or something. How do you go back and look at it?
What?
How do you go back and look and figure out a guy's OPS plus from 1882?
I'm not sure they
what
kept
Chappie Lane did
the best of records and everything, but I mean it's possible.
Eddie Smartwood led the league in total bases. Did you see that limit?
Salisbury Steak threw 335 innings that season. He gave up 315 hits. How about that? Wait, hold on. How about this stat?
It's a good thing they didn't have Bednar around. He would have ruined Harry Salisbury's whole season.
He had a 263 ERA. He gave up 188 runs, but only 98 earned runs. What was an error back then?
I don't know. Wow. But the ball wasn't the ball just like a flying piece of string or something? What was it? Or a rock?
The amount of unearned runs that they recorded.
Yeah.
Denny Driscoll with his 5.2 WAR had a 121 ERA, 27 earned runs, 73 total runs. How did they determine that?
Well, the 1890 ball club hit 190 as a team, which would be an improvement on this. Although Harry Decker was a hell of a ball player, and Billy Sunday batted 257.
Was he related to Sam Decker, the Wisconsin basketball player?
They had a guy named Michael Jordan. The 1890 Allegheny City Pirates, whatever they were called, had a player named Michael Jordan limits. He batted .096, so he could have batted leadoff this year. Sam Crane batted 195, and Freddie Dunlap, no relation to Colin, batted 172.
How about that? He had to get on the crane to put the park together. He helped build it.
Peekaboo Veach was on that ball club. Did you know that?
Peekaboo Veach, no.
Yes.
He played a game of hide and seek.
Curtly Baker had 21 complete games, and Crazy Schmidt was on that team. Was that his real name?
Crazy Schmidt?
Oh, my God. Look at the photo of him. He's crazy, all right. Look at Crazy Schmidt on Baseball Reference.
Crazy Schmidt, 1890 to 1901. Whoa, yeah, he looks kind of angry. He's as tall as me.
He looks crazy.
This guy's almost as big as me, too. Well, he's bigger than me, of course. But he's also a lefty from Chicago.
Well, you get the point here.
Career WAR of -4.7.
We've had 144 seasons. This is the 144th, I believe. And never have the Pittsburgh Pirates gone 18 straight games without hitting 5 runs in a game. That is just mind-blowing. And it leads to calls like the one, or at least rants like the one that Dan Zangrilli apparently went on last night. Limits, do we have this from the postgame? I've been waiting for a good, fresh Zangrilli rant, and I believe we have one.
Oh, we've gotten it. Here's Dan from last night.
Ninth start for Skeens, 3-6. Gosh, they've lost 6 of 9 games that Paul Skeens has started. What in the world? This is the Twilight Zone, without question. On what planet are you 18-14 when Paul Skeens starts? On what planet have you lost 6 of 9 games? I mean, I'm not mad. That's impressive. That's really impressive. You have to go out of your way. You have to be the worst offense. And historically, this team might be because they have just scored 4 or fewer runs for the 18th consecutive game. And of all the dubious distinctions here over the course of this franchise's history, They have found a way. They found a way to grab a pickaxe, a shovel, and dig even a deeper hole to a rung of hell that is far past Satan himself. Like, holy smokes. You are now 3-6 when Paul Skeen starts. That is disqualifying in every sense of the word. What? What? How can... That's unfathomable. That is a mind-numbing, cranium-cramping, paralyzing thought that you've lost 6 of 9 games this year that this guy has started. Whoo, boy. I mean, they fired the manager. It's wild. Sheesh. Chuck, hello. How are you? What do you got?
Good evening, Dan.
That is the best ending I've ever heard to a rant.
That's where it ends with poor Chuck.
Good evening, Dan.
We may have to listen to that again in a moment. It was so good. I mean, we went to the depths of hell, literally, with that.
I'm not mad. That's impressive.
This is Dante's Inferno we're going to, like the different levels of hell. What have we done? What has Ben Cherington done? I mean, I don't even want to go on a rant because anything I do, you know, with emotion will pale in comparison to what we just heard.
Holy cow! But that was Crowley's thoughts on it.
Holy cow! I heard that this morning at 7:26 a.m. and immediately texted you and said something just happened to Crowley, like he was injected with some horrifying drug.
Holy cow! Did you spit out your coffee immediately?
No, I pulled over and I texted you and said, Crowley just said, holy cow, in a way that I've never heard. Can you please clip that? And it goes perfectly with what we're watching. I just honestly ask, what has Ben Cherington done? Oh my God, to this baseball team. 18 games in a row where you don't get to 5 runs? I was going to say that's almost unheard of. It is unheard of. Crazy Schmidt and the Pittsburgh Alleghenies couldn't even do that. Key Brian Hayes is your leadoff hitter. This just in, he can't hit. Brian Reynolds batting second. He's been the biggest disappointment on the team. I think it's the second time in the last 3 years or so where he's gotten off to this horrifying start. However, I trust eventually he'll be okay. Yes, the season's buried and gone, and he had a part in it. He had a shovel, but he'll be okay. Andrew McCutchen, who's actually putting up decent numbers, is your 38-year-old three-hole hitter. Like, he's putting up decent numbers for a good lineup seven hitter. He's in the three-hole? Joey Bart is your cleanup guy, and I like Joey Bart. I think he's a good player. But again, he's your cleanup guy, and he has one home run. And then we really tail off. We have Matt Gorski, and then Adam Frazier comes in as a pinch hitter. And if I hear one more person talk about all the professional at-bats Adam Frazier gives you, he's hitting .228 with a .294 on-base percentage. Kiner Falefa is right where he should be. You know, he's a 6'7", 8 guy. He's been a mediocre hitter his whole career, and he's actually off to, you know, a decent start. Good. Canario, 167. Jiwon Bae, who I can't even believe is still here. Does he have a hit yet this year?
He didn't when he came back up. So unless he's gotten one in the last couple of days.
He's only had 5 at-bats, but he does have 0 hits, and he struck out in 3 of them.
So no.
Followed by Triolo, who's at 157. He's reached the point where people are writing about him, you know, that he's on a hot streak when he bats 203 over a week. And then Henry Davis, who at this point, I
speechless.
What do you even say about Henry Davis? There's nothing to say. Izzy, Z, Peggy, and Tree. He's hitting 118. I feel bad for the guy. He's hitting 118. We haven't even talked about the other guys who have come and gone this year. Their best idea was to give Jack Sawinski a run. You hadn't seen enough yet. You self-proclaimed this season as time to win, and your best thinking had Jackson. I haven't even mentioned Tommy Pham. And we all knew, that's the thing. We all knew that this lineup was going to be horrible. And yet, we have Bob Nutting and Charrington out there over the weekend insulting everybody's intelligence by telling us that guys just haven't lived up to expectations. We expected more. From who? Reynolds, and then who? You tell me who's been bad that you thought would be good. I think that's the best way to phrase it. Who's been bad that you thought would be good, Bob and Ben? Tell me. Hayes?
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Frazier? Look what he's done since he left Pittsburgh. Triolo, Davis, Canario, Bay, Sawinski. If anything, a guy like Kiner Falefa might be overachieving. So I don't know who they're talking about other than Reynolds, where like, yeah, we expected more. No, they're delivering basically what they have delivered in the recent past. And it's one of the worst lineups anybody's ever seen, and you haven't lifted a finger to fix it. I guess Gonzalez and Horwitz will fix it. And you might have two okay hitters there. I don't know. But the season's pretty much done. And man, it wouldn't have taken much to bolster this lineup. It's a couple of signings, a couple of professional bats. Come on. But it didn't happen. And this is what Ben Charrington has wrought. And I don't know what you do to fix it. I'm sure Don Kelly right now, you know, sits there and just stares at his options. What would you do? What options do you have here, Limits?
I mean, you don't have much. As unfortunate as it is, like when you take a look at their depth chart that's projected for like the entire lineup rotation, I do think that they probably thought more of Andy Rodriguez, that he could potentially be a breakout guy for them this year after missing all of last year.
Yeah, maybe.
That's one that I think of. But, I mean, Adam Frazier, really?
I mean, the list goes up and down. I mean, if you were expecting a ton from Rodriguez, then that's a pretty, that's a reach. Like, I was hoping that Andy Rodriguez would come in. I still have hope for Andy Rodriguez. I still have a tiny bit for Henry Davis. But that's not, hope is not a plan. How about getting a guy who's a professional hitter in here for a reasonable amount of money? Two of those guys transform your lineup. Now, maybe they think Horwitz is one. Maybe they think Gonzalez is one. But when you have zero depth, well, that's a problem. 412-928-9370. Here's what I wouldn't want them to do. Like, I've talked for a long time about parlaying some of their pitching into hitting. What I don't want to see is a desperate reach where you get the Chris Archer of hitters out there and you give up a bunch of young pitching. And I don't want to see them trade Bubba Chandler. I don't. Like, if the Pirates were contending right now without Chandler, like they had a pretty good team, and you thought you could get an electric young bat in exchange for him, then it might make sense. But now it doesn't. If you ask me what I wanted to see more than anything else the rest of the season, other than them win some games, it's Chandler, Skeens, and Jones in the same rotation. At least Chandler and Skeens. Like, that's, I want to see that. I don't want them to parlay Chandler into anything. I want to see him here. You can convince me on pretty much anybody else who's in the minors right now. Anybody else. And even Keller. But no, I want to see Chandler here. How about you?
Yeah, I'm at the point where I'm ready. I'm ready to see Bubba Chandler now that the service time and all that stuff has passed. And he's also pitched incredibly well. Like, he deserves to be here on the merit that he is.
Are we going to see that?
Minor league pitching.
Like today, tomorrow, what are people talking about as the timeline?
I would imagine it's going to be when they return home.
Can you text the NOAA constrictor?
I can.
And have him tell us what he thinks. And what about the pony topic that I mentioned, limits? You're a Pirate fan. You've mentioned you love them even more than Penn State, which is saying something. It's true. I think it's a fact that the more they win now, that's good for Don Kelly. And I think a lot of people want that. I'd love to see it. I like Don Kelly.
I do too. I root for local guys.
But the more he wins, the more likely it is that Ben Cherington sticks around.
Yeah. Yeah. And that is not something that should happen. They need to clear house. They need to cut loose. They should have probably have done it before the start of the year. It's hard. It's like a double-edged sword.
And the other thing is that Bob Nutting told Mackey the other day, you know, if I make the move at GM, then we're sort of resetting the whole organization. I mean, I'm sure there's people out there who are preparing for a draft, who are ready at a moment's notice to become the general manager of a baseball team. Like, they should be able to walk in with a staff that's ready, too.
Or why wouldn't they just promote Kevin Graves or one of the guys that they have right now as an assistant GM, even if it's just on a temporary basis like Donnie Kelly? You know what I mean? Somebody that's still in the organization and a part of things.
But what if you had to hire, or what if you wanted to hire a totally new guy? There's people who are dreaming of this job, who are pining to become a GM, who at the interview, you should be able to quiz them on the draft and how they would build a management team in 10 days, that type of thing.
Well, especially if they're an assistant GM in another position, they're already preparing for the draft. They know the guys that they
like. That's what I'm saying.
So compare notes with the Pirates.
Or anybody who's out there, or a consultant. Like, I think it was Madden talked, Bill Madden was on with us yesterday, talked about that. And others have talked about a Buck Showalter or somebody else who can come in as a senior advisor. Something, anything. He should have moved on from Cherington.
He should have.
And then you figure it out after that.
Well, and the draft is 2 months from today.
But there
you
are
had time.
Yes.
It's not like the draft's in a week.
Exactly. And there are people who, like I said, they know that at any moment a GM could be fired and the job could be theirs. Therefore, they're totally up to speed. Totally ready with a staff and everything else that if you interview them and you say, tell me about the draft coming up. Can I trust you to execute a draft? Who are your main people? How quickly can you put together, you know, a staff? Because that's the main thing right now. And then you pick the people, you keep the people that you like. I don't think it requires, like, I think people are paranoid about another teardown or rebuild. You're insane to rebuild right now. This might sound crazy. I don't think the Pirates are that far away if they go out and get a couple of bats, because they can start a rotation with Skeens, Chandler, potentially Jones, Keller, Heaney, whoever else you want to put in at the bottom. My God, you know how many teams would love to start with that?
Yeah, I don't think they're bullpens.
The next sentence after that isn't, oh, and by the way, we're rebuilding.
Right.
The next sentence after that is scrap together a bullpen like everybody else does all the time. It ain't that hard.
No, and it's not bad. There's some pieces down there.
And go get a couple hitters. I mean, they shouldn't be anyway that far away from at least being in the mix. They were in the mix last year into August.
You get a first baseman, a right fielder, or a left fielder, and a shortstop.
Well, maybe Horwitz is there. I mean, talking about three players.
Okay, we'll do two.
Just give
then.
Me two guys who can hit.
Give me a shortstop and a left fielder that can actually hit. And this team is bordering on 78, 80, 82 wins. 80, 82, I'd put them in that range. Not knowing yet what they have, but that's much more of a contender than what they're going to be this year, probably winning 70, if that.
They should be a couple bats away from being in the mix for a wild card. They should be. Because once Chandler gets here, you have a potentially just unbelievably dynamic top of your rotation. Potentially. They have what everybody wants.
They're the crown jewel.
They have what a lot of the rest of the league is constantly pining for, which is a high-end rotation. Although I've also said, and believe this, I must since I said it, that it's just the Pirates' luck that their strength is starting pitching, their organizational strength, at a time in history where it's never been less important. Still very important, but never less important. Because 5 innings is the old 6, 6 is the old 7 or 8, and that still leaves a third of the game to manage or mismanage, as the case often was with Shelty. And yet, everybody's dying for starting pitching still. And they have it. And it's about to get a turbo boost, potentially, in Chandler. All right, Limits. 412-928-9370. I would very much appreciate it on the way out here. If you could... Here's the question, too. Do you feel the conundrum with Don Kelly? That I think everybody's rooting for the guy. But if he wins, what that means with Cherington, who's the biggest fixable problem right now. Bob Nutting is not a fixable problem because he's not going anywhere. So as a fan, do you feel that? What do you make of that? And then also, is it an insane notion to say they're really only a couple of bats away from impact bats away from being in the mix once Chandler gets here, especially?
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word.
From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is a disaster, Limits. So let me ask you, when you look at the rest of this Pirate season, what will keep you interested, and what would qualify as a step forward for you?
That's a wonderful question, Dr. Starkfest, and I appreciate you asking me. Bubba Chandler's debut.
Yeah.
Would be number one on that list.
Yes.
Well, no, actually, number one on that list is just continuing to watch Paul Skeens. You know, getting the opportunity to watch all of his starts, consume as much Skeens as we can before he's gone. He was just announced today as he's going to pitch in the World Baseball Classic next year. Which
maybe he'll have a team that hits 200 around him.
I'm sure they'll hit like 300 in that tournament.
Before any of that, maybe this is the question of the day.
Sure.
And I think it's fair, even though Skeens has been really good. What did we say his ERA is?
2.76?
Something like that. Are you at... See, any way that I phrase this, people say, what do you... You're saying Skeens hasn't been good? Are you a little bit disappointed that it hasn't been more electric in year two? I am.
I think you could say yes. Well, yeah, I mean, like... We consider him like the Nolan Ryan of our generation, or at least I do.
Yeah.
So you think that every time he goes out there, he has a realistic chance to throw a no-hitter.
Yes.
We haven't seen that this year. Even he has a realistic chance to throw a perfect game, and that hasn't, you know, come close
to
that.
Yeah, yeah. And perhaps, and when I call it disappointment, it's in quote. Yeah, I want to see him go out there and, you know, strike out 13 guys in a game one day.
Just because.
And just blow people away and strike people out and be Dwight Gooden again.
Yeah.
And it hasn't been that. And I don't know if it's because he maybe is looking to pitch to contact a little bit more. He should have won the game last. Everything Zangrilli said was right. The guy's been really good. And his ERA is really good. It's just not quite what I expected. I'll be honest.
No.
It's not what I expected. I'm wondering if we're still going to get that guy, because there's a difference between a good pitcher, even a really good pitcher, and a generational wipeout pitcher. And honestly, that's what I thought Skeens was going to be this year.
Well,
and maybe he still will be.
Think about last year, he struck out 170 in 133 innings. This year, he struck out 53 in 54 and two-thirds. Like, he is under a strikeout per inning.
It's different.
It is different.
And I guess part of me is simply curious why. Part of me thinks it's going to change, and part of me is like, this isn't really what I expected. That's interesting.
No.
It's just not what I expected, because again, and I hope people can hear this, there is a difference. Like right now, he's a good pitcher. There's no doubt about that. But we weren't talking about him going into the season as being a good pitcher. We were talking about, is this guy going to go out and have one of the greatest seasons we've ever seen? Is he going to be better than last year? They're talking about him adding pitches. Is he just going to wipe people out and have like a Bob Gibson? I don't know. Didn't Ron Guidry go 27-3 one year with ridiculous? Pedro Martinez. Is he going to have that kind of year? It doesn't look like it so far.
Well,
and of course, that's okay.
Yeah.
And of course, he's still good. It just hasn't been what I expected. That's all.
I'm sorry for interrupting you.
I
think good.
I just did it again.
I think good is discrediting him a little bit. Like, Mitch Keller is a good pitcher. Paul Skeens is still pitching great, but yet he's not elite. And last year, in every single start, I think, except one in LA, he was elite. The best of the best. Like, no doubt, top three Cy Young candidate.
Yeah.
Right now, I don't think he's top three Cy Young. And it's just because of what the numbers are. Like, think about some of the guys that are tops in baseball right now. I was looking at some of the ERA numbers earlier.
How often does he hit 100 miles an hour these days?
A couple times a game.
And I know that's just one metric. And I know he found out last year that guys hit that. And one of the remarkable things about him is how he, you know, thinks the game and immediately was able to go to other pitches to get people out last year. He's got that full arsenal. But, I mean, I also think of times like when he struck out Mookie Betts and Ohtani at the top of a game. He was great against the Dodgers.
Yeah, he was.
To me, that was the one game this year that looked like last year. Would you agree with that?
No doubt. I mean, it was apparent pitching in L.A., where he's from, Orange County, he wanted to make a point, especially after last year when he played in L.A., and he wasn't very good when he pitched out there. This year,
I guess it's a hard thing to phrase without sounding like I'm complaining about Paul Skeens, and that's the very last thing I'm doing. It's like getting a glimpse of Michael Jordan in his rookie year and then saying, is he going to be that good or even better? And then having him just be a 27-point-a-game scorer. You know what I mean?
Well, we're complaining about the early years because, you know, Jordan didn't win in the first however many years. They didn't surround him with enough talent, and Scottie Pippen wasn't there and thriving.
But you know what I mean.
I do.
Yeah, I mean, we saw Michael Jordan last year. Haven't seen Jordan yet. That's all. That's all I'm saying. And it's not really a criticism as much as an observation. Haven't seen Jordan yet. Would like to see him, for sure. Would like him to rev it up and just blow people away. And maybe that's unfair. Maybe that's unrealistic. That's what I thought I would see, however.
I don't think it's unfair, but my Jordan comparison to that kind of came with, he was great, obviously, but he wasn't entirely the best of the best until there was a lot of pieces put around him. And
yes, he was. That's the thing. He was generationally unbelievably awesome. He scored 63 points in one of his first playoff
individually,
games.
I was meaning team success. But
yeah. Well, I mean, hopefully they'll get there someday. I'm simply talking about him.
Individually, yeah. I wonder just a little bit, because he did lower his arm slot a little bit. He wants to pitch deeper in games, and obviously high strikeout pitchers don't see the seventh inning a lot, don't see the eighth inning a lot. So if he's trying to do a little bit of both, maybe this is just a give and take that we get.
412-928-9370. And having said that, make no mistake, the headline story here is that the Pirates offense is such a pop gun joke. Historically feeble. We now know that. Well, we knew it just by watching, but they are the first Pirate team ever in 144 years to go 18 straight games without reaching five runs. Their lack of support for Paul Skeens is story A. But Skeens is a story. And I wonder what people think about that. Just that it hasn't been that guy. Been really good, but it hasn't been that guy. I think we can all acknowledge that and wonder, you know, was that unrealistic? Are we still going to get that guy? What do we have here? A good pitcher, a really good pitcher, or a potential legendary pitcher? Which is true? 412-928-9370. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Wonder Twin, let's go to the phone lines, either on Skeens or on this history-making Pirate offense. Please proceed. Who do we have?
All right, let's first start with Bob. He is in Millville. He's been waiting patiently.
Hey, Bob. What's up?
How you doing? Thanks for making my call.
Bob.
I think we were all thinking Skeens would be the Cy Young Award winner, and he's been a little down.
But yeah, I think that's fair.
Yeah, I think maybe, you know, for a while, Heaney was looking better than Skeens some of the games Heaney had. But that isn't what I called for. I can understand what Nutting and the president are saying when they say this team isn't playing to their ability. They've gotten killed by players being hurt. You know, right now they have Cruz, Gonzalez, Horwitz all out.
Yeah.
You know, Jones hasn't played a game, won't play till July. That kills them. Because if you get your players back that should be starting, you could DFA some of these guys.
Well, I would say that if your season was hanging in the balance based on Spencer Horwitz and Nick Gonzalez, then you probably didn't have a good roster in the first place.
Nick Gonzalez is a lot better than what they have to put Frazier out there more than they should because they don't have a second base. Nick Gonzalez can hit.
We'll
and
see.
I guess we'll see.
Well, maybe. I don't know. But again, if your whole season was depending on Gonzalez and Horwitz, Nick Gonzalez last year had a 709 OPS, 7 home runs and 400 at-bats and hit 270. I think he can be a good hitter. But let's not get crazy here.
But what? Oh, now Cruz getting hurt again isn't hurting them?
Of course it is. How long's he been out?
Cruz
two games?
Is their best player on offense.
Yes, we agree.
And you know, I think they need to switch up the lineup to get Reynolds going. When Cruz comes back, he would be hitting third to protect. Nobody's out there protecting Reynolds. You got McCutchen hitting third. They're pitching around Reynolds to get to McCutchen.
Surely you're not making excuses. I hear what you're saying, but you're not making excuses for Reynolds getting off to this horrifying of a start, are you?
No, but he could be better if he had somebody protecting him. No, he's going to hit, though. You can't give up on him.
Nobody's given up on him, but the season's practically over, and he helped bury them. Thank you for the call. I think it will help to get maybe Horwitz. What do we know about Horwitz? How many seasons has he played limits? What is he, 27 years old? He has a chronic wrist problem.
And like 1 year fully that he's played. I mean, I don't even think it's one full year. What, his career 97 games last year? 112 in his career, 23 and 24 altogether?
Yes.
I mean, it's not like this guy is, he's not even played the equivalent of a whole 162.
Although he did hit 125 at Altoona in his rehab, so he should be in the three hole here at that rate.
Him and Canario can bat back to back. We have lit the lines up like Malzie at a craft beer house.
All right, let's go to some. Brian Batko will be late. He'll understand.
Here's Greg in Youngstown wants to chime in.
Hey, Greg.
Hey, how's it going? First off, about the hitting, it's horrible. And you know what? I know people don't want to hear this. You know, Hayes is one home run. Reynolds, maybe he's going down. He's got, what, he's 30 now? I mean, maybe you have to think about trading some of these guys and redoing some of this, what we have. I don't think it's working. I mean, we lost with Reynolds. If we get rid of him, will it make it worse or better? I don't know.
I would trade anybody in the organization except for Skeens and Chandler right now. You limits?
No, I agree.
Cruz, I wouldn't trade.
Nah, maybe Cruz. You're right.
And about Skeens real fast. I saw Clemens and Ryan and all these guys pitch, you know, right-handers who are intimidating. Skeens is trying to be too cute. Just attack these guys. Stop trying to hit corners and all this garbage. Start attacking hitters. That's what you're supposed to be doing.
You know what the storylines, I actually agree with that. And you know what the storyline is going to be if his numbers go way down this year? Is that the Pirates ruined him too.
Yeah, that's possible.
Next, we've had some very adroit callers. Is that a word, Limits?
Adroit?
I don't know. I'm sorry I said it.
Sure.
No.
Here's Anthony in Oakland to chime in.
Is it adroit? Hold on. Hi, Anthony.
Joe, you know, with age comes historic overview. I mean, this season is eerily similar to what happened in 1985, where, you know, the Gale Brents were ready to sell the team. They brought in people like Jogging George Hendrick and Amos Otis and Cito
Tommy
Lascano,
Pham. Yeah.
Jason, what was that first base?
Jason Thompson. Yeah.
Oh, it was just god awful. It all starts with ownership. The sad thing here is we haven't a David Tepper or minority owners with the Pirates, with the Steelers, would just buy the team. It Major League Baseball, if you kicked Mark Schott out because she made some racist remarks, I mean, take this team away from this. I mean, it's a disaster what's going on to this beautiful franchise, one of the oldest in Major League history, and they have a Taj Mahal for a stadium, but they have no owner who is a bean counter instead of wanting to be competitive against the other owners.
I know, but what? How are you? Who's going to take it away?
Major League, look, they took the Oakland franchise, Major League Baseball, away from Charlie Feeney. You took it away from Marge Schott. If he's not doing anything to have a competitive balance in the league, it's a mark on your league, and he's not doing anything.
Listen, I actually agree and have said before that the Pirates are guiltier when it comes to this, and teams like them, guiltier when it comes to the ridiculous financial imbalance than the Dodgers are. But you're not just going to be stripping owners of franchises. It would have to be several. Adroit was the right word, I might add, limits. It means adept, dexterous, nimble, nimble-fingered, handy, capable, competent, skilled, expert, masterly, and masterful.
That's why you're the beat writer, Jerry.
Next.
Here is Jeff in Wilkins.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. What's up?
You guys got a great show. Thanks for having me on.
Of course.
I just want to talk about Skeens. I think last year, obviously, the other major league teams didn't know who he was. And so we had a little bit of an advantage there. Now that they've adjusted, I think he's trying to adjust. I think he's trying to refine his breaking balls, maybe a little bit too much. But I think probably before the second half of the year, he might get this figured out, and I think we'll see somebody that's totally different.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me or you or anybody else, I don't think. I just think it's a story right now. I was asking Michael McHenry about it. I think I asked Bob Walk even a couple of weeks ago. If you would have told me, for example, before the season that Paul Skeen's strikeouts would be down by 3 per game, I'm sorry, that's a story. It is. He's been good. Did you say 17th in the league in ERA?
Yeah, and he's top 10 in the National League in ERA as well.
17th in the majors and 9th, I think, in baseball, or 9th in the National League. But again, if I told you those numbers before the season, I don't think you would have said, wow, that's incredible. You would have said, really? What's wrong?
No, he's at 263, like Hunter Green's ahead of him. Griffin Koenig of the Mets, like Yamamoto.
So I'm interested in his approach, in his stuff, in why his strikeouts are down by 3 a game. That's a story of interest. He's been good, maybe really good. That's not the guy we were talking about. We were talking about is Paul's, in fact, I think did I ever write this? I said it. I know that. I said, I think Paul Skeens is about to have the greatest season pitching in Pirate history. And maybe not back to Crazy Schmidt and the Pittsburgh Alleghenies.
No.
But the greatest season of their modern era. And maybe one of the greatest major league seasons. And it's been, yeah, he's good to really good. And that's fantastic if you're the Pirates. It's just not what we expected. One more.
Here is Ron in the car wants to chime in on Skeens.
Hey, Ron.
Hi, Ron.
How are you?
Good. Well, how's it going?
Good. What's up?
First of all, the Pittsburgh picks, they have one of the top picks every single year in the draft.
Who does?
Still can't build it. The Pittsburgh Pathetics.
Pittsburgh Pathetics. All right, go ahead.
But they have one of the top picks every year, Joe, in the draft, and they still can't build a team. Second of all, if you are Paul Skeens, you're pitching to contact. You're not pitching for strikeouts anymore because you're going to save your arm for a team that's going to pay for it.
Oh, what do we make of that take, Limits?
Are you talking, Ron, like Skeens and his camp, or are you talking Pirates?
He's talking Skeens and his camp, right?
I don't know.
Exactly.
I don't think Skeens is that type of guy that would do
Neither
that.
Neither do I, but,
effort.
But I hadn't even, that hadn't entered my consciousness. Go ahead.
Yeah, because, okay, just like you guys said before, each game he hits over 100 miles an hour. Right now I'm seeing 98, 99. He's not throwing 100 anymore.
He's not blowing people away. It's that simple. Exactly. And we thought he would. And again, people hear that and read that and say, oh, you're ripping Skeens. No, I'm not. I'm just curious. Honestly curious. And yeah, slightly disappointed because I expected him to be like historically dominant. I really did. Maybe that's unfair. It's an unfair expectation. That's what I expected.
And was Cole dominant when he was with the Pirates, like he was with the Yankees?
Nope. 1 year he was great, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure that Skeens has taken advice from the Pirates. Are you in an automobile factory? What is happening here? Are you in a truck?
Oh, yeah, I'm freaking at 49 right here in Western PA again. Oh yeah.
All right. Thank you, sir. What a nice man he was.
I was a little concerned for him.
Yeah, that sounded it sounded concerning.
Joe, we have to go. We're past that time.
A lot of people talking about Skeens as the best pitcher in baseball and one of the best in history. Jeff Passan, Buster Olney, people like that. And so far this season, that hasn't been the case. That's all.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.